Hey, family, I'm Vernon Kay out of Birmingham.
That's what I'm talking about.
First and foremost, I want to thank God. Yeah, I got here. I'm clean. I ain't putting nothing in. I didn't get loaded. And just for that alone, I'm extremely grateful. And if you're new to this program, I want to welcome you. If you got new time, welcome back. Even if you're lying about your time, keep coming back. Yeah, you got a chance to get on. That's right. I'm going to say a few things that you might not necessarily agree with. I don't care. It ain't my business. Call your sponsor if you want to. Hopefully he here with you. I'm going to say a few things that you just going to outright reject. That's okay, too. Keep coming back. This my story. When you get your turn, you tell yours. I want to start off the way we do it from Birmingham. I want everybody to get up and just hug somebody. Show some love to somebody. Let's start off like that. I got that from y'all, man. Yeah, I got that from y'all. Hug somebody. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's real good. I love that.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man. There go my mama back there, man. I waited for you to get here, man. That's okay. We're going to do it after the meeting, I got a couple of things I want to get out the way before I really get started. We're going to laugh a little bit. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit of recovery, a little bit about myself. Bullshit a little bit, give you a little message. Then I'm going to go on about my business. I ain't really come to play today. I really want to thank my best friend right there that came from Birmingham with me. She keep me honest. If you ain't got a homeboy, a partner that know you, that ride with you, you doing yourself a disservice. I got a sponsor that got a sponsor. I got sponsees, brother. Matter of fact, anybody in here in the Get Honest or Die family, well, that's okay. Then I'm going to represent. Yeah. And for the first time, and I've been wanting to do this shit since treatment, I got 13 years, 5 months, and 21 days. Yeah. That's me. I've been wanting my mama. Let me tell y'all, that's my mama right there, y'all. Everybody help me welcome my mama. Yeah. This our first meeting. That's my mama. This our first meeting. She ain't no addict. I got a year clean. I said, Mom, I want you to come to my celebration. I got a year clean. She said, get 5 years. I got 5 years. I said, Mama, I want you to come to my celebration. I got 5 years. She said, fool, you wasn't supposed to be getting high in the first place. I ain't said nothing else to her. When I said I was coming to Ocean City, she said she'll meet me. I said, come on, I love to have you. And I've been having a ball. My topic is why we stay. And I could really say it in 2-3 sentences and go on home. I stay because I can't leave. It's real simple. That's why I stay him. I stay the same thing that hold true in the beginning, held true now. Yeah, I could not manage my own life then, and I can't do it now. Our literature says this in the second tradition, that we are mismanagers. We constitutionally incapable of making good decisions consistently. That's what it says. And if you knew, let me help you. What that means is you need a sponsor. It means your brain broke. See, I was born a king, but I ain't had no country. That's what it means. Listen, I used to say I'm burning, I'm retarded. You laughing, but if you in here, you retarded too. I used to say it all the time. I said, I'm Vernon. I'm borderline retarded. You know, because my sponsor taught me that addiction was a thinking disorder. He said that my brain was broke, that I needed help from now on. Now, I made straight A's in school. I got skipped twice. So it came a shock to find out that I was borderline retarded. Listen, I used to tell my mama, now you know I'm borderline retarded. My mama said, Andre, why you being hard on retarded folk? They ain't smoked no crack. That's my mama. I had to stop saying that. I work in a treatment center now, and the word retarded has become a bad word. It's just out of turn, so we can't use that no more. And I do it sometimes, making references to myself. But if you're having mental health issues, and most of us do, you understand, then you need to address that. If you're on meds, take your meds. But get you some help with them. You understand? You belong to the church, go to church. We encourage you. But when you get through, bring your ass to the meeting. Yeah, because medicine, religion, treatment, none of that don't work for us. That's why we stay here. Because those methods are not sufficient. Yeah, the book was true then. We don't care. Listen at this right here. Boy, you did a hell of a job with 28 years. I admire you. You understand? I'm a big respecter of clean time. I follow my predecessors from then. I follow them now. You understand? But this illness I got, don't give a damn about clean time. It'll take you from 28 years to 28 minutes and 28 seconds. All it wants you to do is think you know what you're doing. That's all it wants you to do. Act like because you done read the book or work a step or two that you know what's going on. Think that you got it going on because you got the job, you got the house, you got the car, and somebody to argue with your ass. So now you think you know what's going on, right? No, that ain't how it go. I got to stay connected so I can stay protected. Because if you leave me alone to my own devices, I'm a self-destruct. I ain't no question about it. That's why I stay. You understand? It ain't been one thing that could help me. I've been to the penitentiary too, 3 times. Yeah, I've been to everything, but I got one or two up on you because I got crimes of moral turpitude in my jacket. I done did some things. I done created irreparable damage. That means I can't straighten it up. I can't make amends. It's beyond my control. And I'm saying that for you, newcomer. If you done some things that you think ain't nobody done did, it ain't the truth. Don't worry about it. The steps will allow you to get free of that. We got a program. Listen what my sponsor taught me. If you make indirect amends, if you change the behavior and you help somebody else, he'll leave you of that. You understand? That's why I stay here. Yeah, because it ain't bought me no more. If you think you got a drug problem, keep coming back. Because when I got here, I thought I had a drug problem. I thought that if I could stop using drugs, I could run my life again. But there's a question in the flat book in our first step. And this is what it says. If you can't handle one aspect, one, getting out wasn't but one aspect of your life. Just one. If you can't handle one aspect of your life, what make you think you could run your whole life? I had to stop with that and Charlie. Huh? I'm going to touch on a couple other things because in my area he mentioned this. Along with AIDS become ailment. Everybody know ain't nothing we can do about the erosive effects of the passage of time. If you live, your ass going to get old. If you get old, you're going to break down. It just worked like that. We gonna need medicine and help. That's just how it go. A lot of people take medicine, and more, because we don't have the ability to get honest in the program. And what I mean by that, we done created characters of who we are. And now we can't show up and tell the truth about who we are because we don't want you to see who we really are. Not knowing that we see you all the time. So we'll go on and we'll take the medicine and try to hide. And the first thing we notice is your behavior, crazy as hell. Yeah. So we got a lot of people that's using, but they claiming clean time. And they going to the meetings. And what's so bad about it is that they got sponsees and other people following them. And nobody won't help them. You can't say your face or your ass too. Somebody got to be able to be truthful about what's going on. Yeah, because now crack ain't the problem. Heroin ain't the problem. But them pills, that little old lady Charlie, she clowning, not just in Detroit or in Birmingham, but all over this world. Yeah, because everywhere you go, we more alike than we are different. And the same thing that affect me, well, it probably got you too. That's real talk. So the reason why I stay is because I can't afford to leave. I don't know what part of what I'm doing is working for my crazy ass, but I know I better not stop. Because no matter how bad I think I am now, when I look back at what I used to be, Listen. I've been charged. I've been sentenced. I've been sentenced to life. I got a life sentence. From this point on, I'm sentenced. I'm committed to serving other people. Did I tell you I was born a king, but I ain't have no country? Can you imagine being born, knowing that you different, knowing that you special, knowing you was a king, but you poor? You ain't got no country. You going through life with a chip on your shoulder. I told you I thought I was smart. I made straight A's. So I used to treat, I have a superiority complex. And for those of you who don't know what that means, it's the opposite of an inferiority complex. But what this illness does, it does not care whether your ass feel better or less than. It does the same thing to you. Because all it wants to do is separate. Divide and conquer. And anything that it can use to drive a wedge in between me and you, that's what it's going to do. If it allows you to see you different from me in any shape, form, or fashion, it's going to exploit that. Divide and conquer, baby. That's how this illness works. Yeah, so I went through life like I had a chip on my shoulder. Like the world owed me something. Like I was better than. It wasn't until I got to Narcotics Anonymous, until I did some step work, that I found out, shit, I was a king. I wasn't supposed to have a country. But it exposed me to a kingdom. Because everywhere I go, it was people in the kingdom. And I found out that a king don't rule over everybody. Hell, it serves everybody. Shit, I ain't want to be the king no more. So listen, if you a man, you was a king. You are born a king. And a king born, he got specific rules. You're charged with being a ruler, a provider, a priest, a protector. It's your job. You are the spiritual head of the family. Let me give you the first tradition, because a lot of times we get mixed up with the first step in the first tradition. You understand? The first tradition say if it ain't good for the group, it ain't good for the individual. So if I'm in a relationship with anybody or anything, that's a group, because it involves more than one. And anything I do, if it ain't good for the group, it ain't good for me. Do you understand? First step. My first step said, I don't know what I'm doing. That's what my first step say. I don't know what I'm doing. I need help thinking. As a result of me making bad decisions, because that's what unmanageability is. It ain't got nothing to do with my money, even though I'm bad with that too. It do. It means that I don't consistently make good decisions. Hell, I do good for two or three, and then I forget it. You understand? Let me come a different angle. Let me bring on a different angle from you, because a lot of times we think that just because we ain't use no dope, we got it going on. Well, I don't know about you, but when I got clean, using took on a new meaning. I mean, I became a hoe when I got clean. Y'all ain't hear that one. I'm talking about I wasn't promiscuous when I was smoking crack because I was too scared. I'm talking about for real. This is my story now. But when I got clean, shit, y'all look good to me. Y'all still do. I promise you. Cute in the face, little in the waist. Ooh, I found a new drug. So I started using. I ain't gonna tell you I was in a 20-year marriage, right? Relationship. I was with that girl 20 years. You understand me? I got married to her, right? Y'all know I tore that shit up, right? I ain't married no more. I'm single now. I'm divorced. Because, you know, using don't go along with nothing else, right? Yeah, because when you use, you can't work. You can't do the responsible things. whatever you do ain't gonna be good for the good, ain't gonna be good for the group, so it ain't gonna be good for the individual. Tore it up out the frame. And I'm sharing this so that you know that a lot of times up in here we'll use. And I thought that I was doing something. I go from this one to that one. It wasn't until later on in some most four steps I found out y'all was passing my ass around like the seventh tradition. Yeah. I thought I was using y'all. I came to find out y'all was using me. And I still get caught up with that stuff because I think I'm long, tall, and good looking. Because I ain't never been in a room with those I ain't get told. And if I ain't confused, I'll feed into my own thoughts now. But I got a five-year-old. Oh, I ain't tell y'all about my newcomer story. I'll get to that in a minute. I got a five-year-old, right? And she always bring reality to you because something about kids, they are brutally, blatantly honest. You know what I'm talking about? So I be talking about, I'm long, tall, and good looking. She said, no, daddy, you fat. I'm talking about real talk. We talking about why I'm here. I'm here because sometimes I lose the ability to distinguish between fantasy and reality. I sell myself a good idea and go to believe in it. And I lie to myself one or two times and I run with that shit. And if I don't have nothing outside of me to redirect me, I stay stuck. Obsession and compulsion, ain't that right? I'm gonna talk about my newcomer story about my baby, then I'm gonna sit down. Cause I think I done did what I came to do. So I'm gonna tell you about my 5-year-old. I used to talk about y'all asses for messing with the newcomer. I did that for 7 going on 8 straight years. Leave the newcomer alone, them God children, you understand? Get them a chance to recover. I promise I did. Till my newcomer came. I'm to my for real. I just told y'all I forget. I'm a professional forgetter. Listen. So the girl cut into me, you know, I seen her coming to the meets, looking at me and sis. Girl, what you looking at me like that for? She said, I like you. I said, okay, keep coming back. Cause when I got clean and I liked the girl, they told me get a year. So I'ma tell her, get you a year. Keep on coming back. A week or two go by, she come back again. Yeah, did my story now. She looked at me like I was a hamburger and she hadn't ate in 2 days. She did. And then she told me, she said, you stop playing. I said, baby, I'm Vernon K. I don't mess with no newcomer. She said, well, I just want to fuck. I said, well, shit, you ain't new to that. But watch this now. Because this is a God program, whether you believe it or not. Spiritual principles apply whether you apply them or not. And I serve the God of another chance. So if you don't get it right, he gonna always give you another opportunity to get it right. You couldn't practice it for the first time, well, practice them now. Now you gonna give principles to the baby and to the mama. And she ain't gonna do nothing but talk about your ass. Now get with that one. I said, huh? Yeah. So now I got a 5-year-old. Oh, I ain't tell y'all, I'm 56. I know I don't look like it. I know I'm long, tall, and good looking. Yeah. But let me tell you what happened when you 56 and you go to the park with a 5-year-old. Yeah, it's the reason you have kids when you young. Yeah, because they run all day. You tired after the first hour. Then, when lunchtime come and they say, well, daddy, let's get something to eat. You be like, okay, thank you, good. We can eat, we finna go, right? Wrong answer. Because when she eat, her battery recharged. But when you eat, you get ready for the car. Listen. Listen. The steps are the key. They are the solution to my problem. They are the reason. I don't know if I could make it in my life without y'all. I told y'all I've been to the penitentiary 3 times, right? But I didn't tell you this. Right now, I'm a voc rehab specialist for the Birmingham VA Medical Center. That means I have a federal job. I didn't get a master's degree, but the job that I perform requires a master's, so I get paid on a master's level. And I'm saying that that's the day job. The second job is for the state of Alabama in the treatment center. I work there too. Now I want you to know, and I'm not sharing it the bag of boats, but I want you to know if you knew and you set goals that you have no idea that you all have an unlimited capacity for growth, that there is no ceiling about what God would do for you. Do you understand? I got 17 prior convictions. Do you hear me? And I work for the federal government. I'm up here on leave. I ain't never took 2 weeks leave to come to a convention before. Yeah. And I still follow y'all. Why do we stay? Because I can't afford to leave. I don't know what it'll do to you, but I do know what it'll do for me. Listen, I'm living my dream. I'm living my dream. If I had a thought, in my wildest dream, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't have foreseen. I had no idea where this road was going to take me. I'm going to share you one example, and then I'm going to leave it alone. I was going to share in Atlanta one time. Best friend with me, she know I ain't lying, right? We on the freeway from Birmingham. Ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump, just 2 hours. I get behind this mobile home, right? The mobile home, I'm riding. We going on the freeway, right? That mobile home hit a bump, and all of a sudden, water and flesh just flashed all over the car, all over me. My sunroof open, but the windows ain't down. It's a good thing, too, because, ooh, did we smell a stink. Ooh, I got so mad, I went through some changes, right? I'm telling you. Listen, this is a true story. I was going to share, just like I was coming up here. But anyway, I tell this sometime because you need to know this. On this road to recovery, sometimes you got to go through some shit to get where you got to be. That's my story. So it ain't gonna always be easy. It ain't gonna always be good. Stuff ain't gonna always go the way you want it to go. People still don't act the way I want them to act. You understand? But it's real crazy to come to a 12-step program and not take the 12 steps. That's crazy. If I can't give my baby the principles contained in the steps, she ain't got to be no addict. Once you know something, you know how to transmit it. It ain't got to be in this language. Honesty is honest. I don't care how you teach it. Right? The truth is the truth. I don't care what language you put it in, it's still the truth. If I don't have the ability to give what I've learned to another person, I must don't have it. And that's where I'm at with that. So today, I'm all about getting what I can give to give it to somebody else. You understand? That's why I stay. I stay because I can't go. Listen, I'm Vernon, I'm an addict. Thank y'all for listening.
You're all right.